The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, greetings and welcome to the meditation. And it's often useful to think of meditation as something that is very different from everyday life, just so that we are willing or ready to put down some of the ideas and thoughts and stories from everyday life and be fresh, be new. And there's a famous expression, beginner's mind. And one of the ways of looking at meditation is that it's an act of generosity, that we're being generous to us when we're put down our old stories and ideas and resentments and plans, and just really here to discover ourselves or be ourselves in a new way, a full way. And so what we do here is we are offering our generosity to ourselves through our attention. That attention is presented as an act of generosity. And one form of generosity that's a little bit maybe radical is the idea that during this half an hour or so of meditation, I'll keep time. And you don't have to be concerned with time. In fact, you can generously give yourself abundant time, all the time in the world, to sit here, to have this attitude that you sit here just to be in vast time, as if there's all the time in the world. No hurry, nothing that, none of the momentum of the daily life has to be propel us forward and into the next desire and wants and into the next thought. To generously give us time to settle and just be here in this timeless present, the way in which now, here, can feel like infinite time or timeless time, or this generosity of being here with this, generosity of meeting this here. So to take a meditation posture, the act of generosity can begin with being generous towards your body, not treating your body as just a hunk of flesh and bones, but something that's intimate and something we care for. And adjust the posture in a way that is supportive for the body and nice for the body for this time. And then to gently close your eyes. And again, with a sense of care and generosity towards your body, without any demand or judgments about your body, to begin the process of relaxing the body. Perhaps on the exhales, to soften and relax. On the inhale, perhaps you can, as you fill your lungs with air, you can also bring your attention to the parts of the body that might be tense or tight. And then on the exhale, to relax, to give generously an opportunity for the body to unwind, to let go, to release. softening in the shoulders. Softening in the chest. And perhaps maybe also relaxing in the muscles along the back, the sides of the ribcage, of the sides of the spine. And softening the belly. And perhaps on the next exhale to release the whole body into the pull of gravity to wherever you're sitting or laying. Feeling the chair, your cushion, the floor. Releasing yourself so you can be supported by whatever supports you from the pull of gravity. And in a sense, you might imagine that you can relax your mind and release it also from the pull of tension or contraction, even the pull of gravity. And the mind can become loose, expansive, light, maybe each time you exhale. And then settling in on your body breathing. And see if the attention you bring to your breathing can have a quality of generosity. That you're offering your attention to the body breathing. And generosity has no demand or expectation. Attention is a wonderful, it's a wonderful gift. And to train ourselves to bring this gift to our life is one of the great pleasures. And to bring the gift of attention to your body breathing. And if anything takes you away from your breathing, take a few moments. When you notice it, don't be troubled by it. See if you can be there for a few moments with it, with an act of generous attention, as if you have all the time in the world to recognize it, to know it. And then after a few moments, begin again with your breathing. when we're caught up in distractions, lost in thought, in a kind of way, we're being miserly with our attention, pulling it in so tight and close that we lost it. Open the awareness up so you can be generous with your attention, here and now. Lots of time. Nothing much you have to do, except be generous with your attention, your present moment attention, perhaps centered on breathing. relaxing into the timeless present. Relax and open wide in the generous wide field of present moment awareness. There is a form of generosity that emerges when we are content. Is there a possibility of sitting here for the last minute or so with contentment for now, in the fullness of the present moment, without reference to what's coming or what has been? Just here, breathing, content. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, to consider how whatever degree of subtleness or calm or mindfulness that you've developed, contentment that's here, how today you can extend your generosity into the world. Is there some quality of being that comes with meditation that inspires generosity, that predisposes you to generosity? That you can go into the world today for the next 24 hours with a generous heart, generous mind, and at the minimum, to be generous with your attention, with your ability to listen and be present. Many people thrive when they are listened to and heard and seen clearly. When someone takes time to be with them, you might practice infinite time or timeless time when you're talking with someone, as if it's okay to be there forever, and they can feel that you're really there, not impatient, not going on to the next thing. It's quite profound to discover how to be generous with our respect and care for others. May the benefit of our meditation today radiate out through us and our generosity into the world around us. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe, and may all beings be free.